Let's get Darren Findell's thoughts now on the meeting today at Canterbury, where she said rail out six, good four. And morning, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Cozzy. All well, enjoying the warm weather up here today.
Yeah, I reckon it's going to be pretty warm the next couple of days. The track today are good four, but we'll see how it goes, I suppose, with the warmth through the day. We open the bowling with an 1,100-metre race, the first there, and we've got a full field.
Yeah, Beacon's going out an odds-on favourite, but I thought Mariska might have a chance to beat it here in the first. They both ran at Canterbury last time out, and Beacon was beaten behind it could have been, but got too far back there with a light weight. And Mariska, in contrast, was able to win her maiden, running down should have been, and was a very well-supported favourite. This filly is a full sister to the slipper winner and Overreach. So I think Mariska might be a chance of beating Beacon. I just think the way the prices are in the small field, there's every chance that can occur. So I've got a three on top to beat two. And Yulong Xing Sheng, I thought the trial was good enough there at Gosford that it could run the third. And Work Drinks, it's got a good performance at Hawkesbury on debut to lead all the way. So only a small field to kick off the card. Beacon's odds on. I'll go with Mariska to beat it. 3, 2, 4, and 5.
All right, race two, and again a full field.
Quite keen on the orange-trained runner resuming here. Absolute Ripper comes in without a barrier trial, but in this previous preparation between November and March, with the exception of the last run at Wellington, the form there was first rate. And I was very impressed with its performance at Rose Hill in a highway race back on the 3rd of December behind Isla Tristana when beaten narrowly. It was a very tough effort. Now Blake McDougall gets on this, claiming the 3 kilos. So the weight comes down to 58. In the benchmark 70, looks pretty well into me, this man. And I'll take the chance with her resuming today, Absolute Ripper. I just think at this distance of 1,100 metres, she's better than these, better equipped. Number 5, Sexy Eyes. I thought she had a few little issues getting around Canterbury last time. I just had the impression she seemed to lay out a little bit at the first turn and a bit difficult into the home straight as well. And she's up for 3 kilos in the waist, but she looks the logical second pick in this company. Coco Excel, I think, is going to need further than 1,100 metres, but the trial behind Crafty Cop is very encouraging. And Estrella would definitely want further than this. So I think Absolute Ripper is the best qualified at this sharp distance today. One on top to lead 5, 2, and then 3.
All right, the third, we pull out 4, Wild About Her.
Yeah, speaking of her, we've been waiting for Woman to be produced at the track, and today's the day. The filly by Frankel had a more joyous, what regal breeding we've got there. She's had 2 preparations. I thought her first trial was terrific, and then her last trial at Rose Hill was quite good. In fact, the last trial suggested that I just started to wonder whether she would have the dash to win a sprint first up. But in this company, there's not much in this race. I think on raw ability, she'll be winning this. The only one I was worried about, they've scratched, raced in the same interest, Wild About Her. So now a fifth affair goes up at the second selection. I think Union Dues could go okay for a place. And Mystic Empire with the blinkers on is bound to be in a forward position and give you a good side. But I think Gay and Adrian have chosen a very soft race for this filly first up. And although the distance might be wrong today of the 12:50, she should be better than them. 5 to beat 1, 6, and 2.
All right, race 4, and we'll put a line through 4 Lights and 8 Spencer.
Like Hong Qigong here, made it the best bet of the day. Pierre Colt, who got home really well over 1,100 metres behind Fager last time, the draw did it no favours, drawn slightly better today in the 4. Brenton Abdullah sticks with it. And I think at the trip here at 12:50 metres today, he just wants a little bit further and he gets that. It looks to be absolutely ideal. Star of the Seas, watched its run there at Beaumont behind Sprinting to Win. Gave me an impression it's going to be looking for a little bit further, but with the draw that it's got today, I'm sure it'll be closing up well. I put Icon of Dubai in the same basket. High Shap Colt that I want further than this, but the sprint trial at Randwick, the only trial it's had, it's quite good. It was just strangled behind China Gale. But on the form in the previous preparation, I think the 12:50 is going to be a bit sharp, but quality should sit around the money. And absolutely, the blinkers going on. Led last time and knocked up at Wang, so I'm not sure if the blinkers today, they want to try and get it to switch off with a bit of cover behind them. But the format of the Canterbury race, 2 starts backs holding up well. But Hong Qigong is my best bet today, 1 on top from 5, 6, and 3.
Righto, race 5, full field here.
In times of war, I think just better than these. The only danger is Nick Tock, but in times of war, has had a couple of runs at Canterbury. And believe it or not, she hasn't been able to win there as yet. She's been placed second on every occasion. But for the runner she's been up against at the Saturday meeting, the likes of a close second to Bonnie O'Reilly. There's a placing at Canterbury behind Miss Debutante. That was before she bolted up at Scone during the carnival. I think in times of war just goes forward, sits outside Nick Tock, or races handed for the speed, and is too good in this company. So four to beat one. I think Old Man Sam off the inside gate on his best form can place. And Lady Zhivago was pretty well placed in this with a claim. Lady Zhivago must go in all your exotics. But I think in times of war is the class runner here. Four to beat one, three and seven.
Okay, race six, put a line through three, Bright Future and 10 Young Hui.
Going with Vienna Romance here, sort of struck the race at Canterbury last time. The favourite, Missile Coda, was a late scratching at the gates. The pace was good as expected, and Vienna Romance got the split, went through and did enough to win. Now, it's only going up a notch in class, very minor notch. In the weight, it's pretty much the same. There's a lot of similarities to this race to the last victory there with Vienna Romance, so I'm going to stick with her. The beat number two, Smart Amelia, like the trial at Randwick, closed off well and certainly been in good enough races along the way, having been placed in some Group 3s. I think Milwaukee's an interesting runner coming up from Victoria. Form down there back in the autumn was very solid, so a big watch of Milwaukee with a claim. And number six, Piracy, is shooting for three in a row, couldn't leave it out. But 9-2-1 and six there in the sixth race.
All right, race seven, take out two, Calypso Bay, four, Static Lift, and 13, Humility.
I think Fortensky will be leading again from the outside. It's getting out to attractive odds, but Sam Bro in all likelihood should just get the run of the race off the inside gate. Hugh Bowman's booked for the ride today on Sam Bro, and second up, I think it's the go. To run down the likely leader, Fortensky, who will be working up on the speed. Mahalunga, the race favourite. It's all happening pretty quick there, but stepping up to the 1550 metres, which looks pretty suitable at this stage of his preparation, the colt by O'Reilly. Coming out of the Addictive Nature race of Rose Hill on the 26th of August. And at number eight, Eastern Legend hasn't done much so far, but stepping up now to the 1550 metres, just want to keep it safe. It might run a place at big odds, Eastern Legend. Little Miss Brown I'll be putting in trifectas as well. She got too far out of her ground at Warwick Farm last time. But I think Sambro gets the run of the race in this. So six on top to beat 1, 11 and 8.
And the final event, the 8th, Planet 9, Sovereign Air, number 10, Year Bravo.
Well, I made Token of Love my best bet a fortnight ago. There was some unhappy scenes. Boy, she was unlucky, Cozzy. She was putting herself into a winning position on the home turn, and there was just a dead end in front. There was nowhere to go. She got dragged back, clear late, charged home, fast finishing second behind Estic Raj. I believe she'll turn that form around here today with clear running. She's got the gate. She just needs a bit of luck, Token of Love. Almost Caught, though, I'll put in on the second line. Horse has been racing at on the Acton track, been winning low-profile races there, but winning them with a lot of authority. So we'll learn more about Almost Caught today. Former New Zealander, Karen McAvoy, booked for the ride, a big plus. Estic Raj, the last start winner, he goes in. And Mandalong Kiss, they go along at a good speed. Watch out for her. She'll be hitting the line well at the end of the 1,900 metres, which is her cup of tea. The Token of Love for me, I want another chance to get the money back then. 11 to beat 3, 2 and 4.
I think she's still trying to get out from off the rails from the other day.
Oh, that was cruel. Luke Marlowe called that race, so I went and found a spot to watch it.
Headbutt of the rail?
Well, I've never sort of stood at Canterbury. I haven't stood at Canterbury for a long time and just watched the race there in the public. So I know one thing, I'll be finding for a new lucky spot to watch a race next time Luke comes out.
All right, what's your best today?
Well, I think Token of Love's a good chance there at the odds, but I've made the best. Race 4, number 1, Hong Chi Gong. Race 4, number 1.
All right, good on you, Dan. We'll hear you later on from the track.
Okay, thanks, mate.